Hello and welcome to this file. This file will help you be a good little girl and have a limp clitty. So, if this is what you want, make sure your phone is turned off, your pets are let out. Lay back, relax, close your eyes, and let's begin. I'd like to talk to you for a little while about the number zero. That's right. Just take a moment, clear away all the distractions in your head, and really think about zero for a little while. It's a very unusual number when you think about it. It's actually unique. Every other number represents something, but zero is all alone, neither positive nor negative. Zero is nothing. It's emptiness made concrete. Just thinking about zero means you're thinking about nothing. But sometimes, we need to think about nothing. That's why mathematicians invented zero, because it's important. It's the balance point that all the other numbers revolve around. Think for a moment about a graph. The lines stretch up and down, left and right, all the way out of sight to infinity. But right there, in the center, they converge at zero. Right at the center where your eyes are drawn by the crossing lines, all the positive numbers and all the negative numbers are drawn down, down, down to zero. A bit like your eyes, really. You look at a graph, drawn down to zero. Even the number itself is special. It's a perfect circle, a single line looping round and round and round, endlessly circling the blank white emptiness in the middle. No matter how many times you follow the circle around and around and around, you can never get away from that blankness. Zero contains nothing inside it, and just like it is nothing itself. That's why so many hypnotists use zero in their hypnotic inductions, because they understand that zero is special. Zero is magical. When a hypnotist wants to hypnotize someone really, really deeply, they count down to zero, knowing that the special qualities of zero will help them hypnotize someone. So they count down. 3, 2, 1, 0. And the person becomes entranced because they're thinking about zero and letting it draw their mind into that special white nothing at that heart, looping around and around and around, lost in the blankness, thinking about zero until their whole mind becomes empty, like zero. And when the hypnotist counts down like that, you know that they're getting closer and closer to zero. And even the anticipation of reaching that special, magical number helps to sedate your mind and get you ready for deep trance. Hypnotists know that too. They use a longer countdown sometimes to give you more time to anticipate trance, more time to still your mind as it gets ready to hear the number zero and sink deep into trance. You hear 5, 4, and even before the hypnotist can say it, you already know the next number will be 3, and that you know, inevitably, inexorably, you'll proceed down to 2, and there's a certainty to that 4, that descent, down to 1, and then waiting at the very bottom, that blankness is waiting for your mind and you've known it all along. You've just been waiting to hear. Zero. And then you're there, within that emptiness, your mind still, calm, and quiet. And as you hear zero, you know that zero is nothing, and you're thinking about nothing. It's like your mind has become zero, a perfect stillness that everything else converges on. All your thoughts are drawn down to zero. All your mind is drawn down to zero. Everything flows down to zero. Now, leaving you blank, empty, relaxed. And you can only imagine how deeply you'd relax when you hear the full hypnotic countdown. How powerfully that would act to blank out your mind, your will, your thoughts. If you spend even longer anticipating that magical, mind-emptying zero, you'd hear 10. And as soon as you did, you'd know I was hypnotizing you. And you'd already be thinking about trance, as you heard me say, 9. Because you know what hearing those numbers does to your mind, as you hear me count down, 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 to 8. And you're already anticipating that magical moment when your thoughts just empty out completely. The thoughts tied to the numbers, as the numbers descend to 7. So your mind descends too, knowing now that every number takes you closer and closer to trance. So inescapable, so inevitable. Because you hear 5, and you know that the numbers just keep going, down, dropping even, and you can't fight it. It's just natural to proceed downwards, to fall, just as natural as it is to sink into trance. Your mind already oriented in that direction, already looking ahead to the soft, placid feeling of deep hypnosis. And you see it approach closer, as I say 3. And you know what number I'm heading to as I count. It's already in your mind as I get closer to it, with 2. And because it's in your mind, and because it's such a magical number that empties out all your thoughts, leaving you helplessly hypnotized, totally blank and empty, thinking about it makes it hard to think about anything else. And although you hear me say 1, you're already stuck helplessly thinking about what I'm going to say next, knowing it's going to make your mind so soft and blank and deeply hypnotized, knowing it's going to feel so good to relax your mind so completely. When you hear that magical, hypnotic, powerful zero. And you're so relaxed now, hearing the number 0. Because the number 0 is relaxing. Every time you hear 0, you think of nothing. Which means that every time you hear 0, nothing is in your mind. Every time you hear 0, your thoughts turn to nothing. Thoughts dwindling down to nothing, as they turn to nothing, as you hear 0 again. And every time you try to think, every time your thoughts start to multiply, they multiply by 0. And anything multiplied by 0 is 0. So it's impossible to think. When you hear 0, I say 0, and you just 0 your thoughts. And your mind is empty, and maybe you think it can't get any emptier. But that's a thought right there. So there must be another 0 hidden behind that 0. So even though I've counted down to 0 before, I can count down to zero again, and you'll sink even deeper, go even more blank, becoming even more thoughtless and mindless and empty as I count down from 10. And when you hear 10, you realize that's a 1 next to a 0. And even the beginning of the descent anticipates the end. Just like you're already anticipating the deeper trance to come. 9. And you're picturing the center of the graph, drawing in your eyes and your thoughts. 8. Finding it hard to even think of the numbers I'm counting, because all you can think of is the one I'm counting to. 7. Those last tiny thoughts circling around and around your head, spiraling down to nothing as I count down. 6. So nice to be so still and blank. And even nicer to know that you can go deeper, and that you will go deeper as you hear. 5. Thoughts are far away now as you relax into the quiet and listen to my voice. 4. And you can see how close you're starting to get to the next plateau of trance, descending down to a deeper level of hypnosis as you hear me say. 3. Mind and body relax, and letting my voice fill your empty mind. 2. And the descent never stops, because when you hear me count down to 1, you can't help but think of the next number. And we both know what that number has the power to do. It has the power to blank out your mind. The magical power that you can't resist when you hear 0. And you go so still now, so empty, blank. The word 0 and the number 0, making your thoughts 0. Impossible to have any thoughts of your own now. And the magic of 0 has blanked out your mind completely, making it totally empty. And as you drift along in deep, thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. And although the sun shines down on you, there is a slight breeze, making the temperature just right, perfect even, as you drift along, free from all responsibilities. You notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, and so you let the focus of your attention slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. And as you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress, with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and from your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see a dim, silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down into deep, dark emptiness. And the only stimuli you can still perceive besides my voice is the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent of sinking down, down, deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into the black, and you are surrounded by deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent, so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness. As the feeling of sinking fades away, my voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists. Only my voice. And now that you're so deep and relaxed with me, continuing to drift along the bottom of the lake, staying deep down in trance with me, as I speak to you for a little while, I'd like to speak to you about Clytie's. You see, there is a secret you probably never knew about before now. It's the secret of the limp Clytie. Now, many people strive to achieve such a state, and you will find it easy to attain. For the longest time, before you became a sissy, you had a penis. And a penis gets hard, doesn't it? But you are a sissy, aren't you? Yes, that's right. You are a sissy, and you know for a fact that sissies never have penises, don't you? You know that sissies have limp clitties. And by knowing that, you can start the process of changing your penis to a limp clitty easily. Now, feel your arousal starting to grow, little girl, becoming so aroused and so horny. And with every word I say, you become more and more horny, more and more aroused for me now, don't you? Yes, little girl, follow my words and become aroused for me. Become hard for me, knowing that this will be the last time that you have a hard penis. That from now on, you will have a limp clitty. As you feel your arousal grow, feel your cock start to grow soft. Yes, that's right, little girl. Feel your arousal growing as you become soft. In fact, your arousal is starting to become tied to having a limp clitty, isn't it? As you grow softer, the more aroused you become, until you're completely soft for me now. Such a good little girl, turning your cock into a clitty for me. And as you become soft, your arousal continues to grow as long as you are soft and limp for me. You see, being aroused by being soft is so easy. In fact, your softness just makes your arousal more intense. And by being limp when you're horny, you know you're being true to your sissy nature, don't you? That's it, little girl. Let your arousal increase with your softness, with your limpness, turning your penis into a limp clitty, like a good little girl. Because you know for a fact that good little girls have limp clitties when they're aroused. Good little girls can never get an erection, can they? In fact, they find it impossible to get an erection from now on. And more so, as a fact, their limpness just arouses them further. Your limp clitty is turning you on now, isn't it? And you know that your arousal by your limp clitty will never cause you to be unable to function in your everyday life, won't it? You know that your arousal is now tied to your clitty staying limp, don't you? You find it impossible to get an erection, don't you, little girl? Yes, that's right, little girl. It's impossible to get an erection from now on. In fact, it's so impossible that even when you desperately try to get an erection, you can never attain it, because you know that good little girls have limp clitties. And the more these suggestions sink in, the better you feel. The more aroused you feel, the more permanent your loss of erections is, and the more permanent your limp clitty is, the easier it will be for you to come without getting an erection. In fact, it will be easy to come without an erection. More so, as a fact, you will be able to play with your clitty as a clitty. It will be so easy to play with it and rub it and stroke it, but you know that you will find it impossible to get an erection from this kind of stimulation ever again. So much so that with each time you orgasm with a limp clitty, my suggestions sink in deeper and become more permanent. In time, it will be a permanent fixture of your life. So much so, in fact, that your limp clitty may start to shrink in an attempt to be a proper clitty for a good little girl. And even if it doesn't shrink, it will become more and more sensitive like a clitty should be. You may even find it incredibly pleasurable to feel such intense sensitivity in your clitty. You know that your arousal is tied to your clitty being limp, don't you? And your limp clitty turns you on now, doesn't it? You find it impossible to get an erection now, don't you? Your clitty will become more sensitive, won't it? Your pleasure is tied to your clitty being limp, isn't it? You find it pleasurable to stroke your limp clitty, don't you? And now that you know these facts, it's easy to have a limp clitty, isn't it? So much so that as you listen to my words, they sink in deeply and become more and more permanent. And every time you orgasm with a limp clitty, you know that my words will sink into your mind deeper and become more permanent. You will know for a fact that you want this. In fact, you crave to be a good little girl and come with a limp clitty, don't you? And you know that it will be easy to come with a limp clitty, don't you? Can you feel the changes sink into your mind deeply and permanently now? Can you feel how much you have changed from when you started this file until now? It arouses you to know that you exchanged a penis for a sensitive clitty, doesn't it? And that it arouses you to stay soft and limp, like a good little girl, forever, doesn't it? Now, little girl, sink deeper for me, so much deeper. Feel all the suggestions I made in this file becoming more and more permanent with each minute that passes. In fact, becoming more and more permanent with every time you come with a limp clitty. And you're so aroused and horny right now to have a limp clitty, aren't you? In fact, when you come out of trance, you will find that you start stroking your new sensitive limp clitty, that you will stroke it and play with it till you come and feel like a good girl. In fact, you will find it easy to come with a limp clitty, and it makes you feel so good to come with a limp clitty. That's right, little girl. You will stroke your limp clitty to orgasm for me when you come out of trance. Such a good little girl. Zero, sinking being so much deeper now, and feeling all my suggestions sink in deeply and permanently now, knowing that you will find it impossible to get an erection, and that your arousal and pleasure is forever tied to having a limp clitty, and that with each orgasm, my suggestions will sink in even more deeply and become more permanent. So much so that when you come out of trance, you will find it easy to stroke your new, sensitive clitty and come for me, won't you? 1. You start to slowly drift back up. 2. You become more and more awake. 3. You're slowly becoming more aware of your body. 4. More and more aware of your body. 5. Halfway back up, feeling good and refreshed. 6. Becoming aware of your surroundings. 7. Becoming more and more aware of the world around you. 8. Take a deep breath. 9. Stretch. Open your eyes. 10. Wide awake, alert, aware, feeling good. Thank you for listening to this file, and goodbye, my good little girl.